And we are live. We want the gold, sucker.
What is up? It's your boy Ben Goosen, back at it again this week with my boy Sage Mark. What up, Sage?
Excuse me, Goose. My name is not Sage the Mark. It is Sage the Pilfiger.
Ugh, yeah, and I'll go with Ben Viking.
That is my new name, Ben Viking.
Yeah, I gotta go with that because, yeah, after this week, let's get into this week. Hit Raw. Let's go straight into Raw. Give me your thoughts on Raw.
Bruh, I was so hyped when the first segment came out. I like The Miz, and I like the fact that he's going to Raw. I just hope he doesn't flip-flop again like he did the last shakeup where he was only on there for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And he came back. So I'm perfectly okay with him and Shane continuing their feud there. The biggest takeaway on there, man, is they did our men's dirty, bruh. They did them dirty raw.
Which ones?
How you gonna go from the War Raiders, to the Viking Experience?
That's bad.
And I don't know what's worse, the Viking Experience, or the fact that they changed their names to Igor and Eric.
What were their names in NXT?
Rowan and Rowan and
it'll come back to me.
God, I forgot his name. Back to me, man. But yeah, man, those names were like the way they were in NXT was great, man. Why are you going to change it to something vanilla? It's like WWE is trying to tell your boys, "Hey, we know y'all are stupid. Y'all don't know Viking culture, so we're going to go on Wikipedia and say, Viking names. Oh, Eric, as in Eric the Great, and Ivar. That sounds pretty good. So we'll go with those names there. Nobody will know. And we'll just rebrand them to the Viking Experience.
So, yeah, that's a bad name. The dudes, if they can get over like they were over in NXT, they'll be fine. So at least it's the person that makes the name. Or the person that makes the character, not the name. But, yeah, the Viking Experience is a stupid name. I mean, I will say, though, you notice they didn't get a big pop?
Nobody knew who the Viking Experience was, man.
Yeah.
I don't think that they didn't know who they were. I think that everybody was just flabbergasted when they put the names out. Because this is a marked town, bruh. It's not like they didn't know who they were. Most of these people went to NXT Takeover. They know who it is, but they were just like, and I don't even think that the crowd even know who what their names were so much as that the tag team name was different. Because if you recall, like if you go back and you listen to right when they came out, everyone was doing the war. So
and they came
knew
out
who they were.
They came out doing it too. The Viking Experience came out doing it.
So I'm just saying, bro. Like, come on, man. You can't just slip that in and think like we're not going to take notice. Like, everybody's crapping on it, bruh. Everybody's crapping on it. I don't know, man. Like, I get it. Like, if you got to change things around because of IP and stuff like that, like, I get that. But if you're going to change someone's name for a third time, then at least try. I guess that's my whole thing is, like, to me, that wasn't even them trying. At all.
So, do you think it's because they didn't want war in the name on like a live television show?
Man, if that were the case, they wouldn't be saying that what's her name? Ember Moon is the war goddess. Like, they were saying that 4 or 5 times on SmackDown. So, like, I don't think that's what it is, man. Like, I really don't think that's what it is. I think it's just, to be honest, it could be only one or two things. One, Vince just didn't follow their career in NXT. And it's just like, you know, yeah, our audience is too dumb to know what Rowan and Hansen are. So you know what we're going to do? Google search, Wikipedia. Oh, we're going to name you Eric because the audience should know who Eric the Great is. If we're saying Viking Eric the Great, and Ivan sounds pretty close. So we'll do Ivar or whatever his name is. I think it's either that or they ran into an issue from an IP standpoint and they said, hey, we can't put Roar Raiders in the name. And Hansen is the name of a pop group, so we can't put that on t-shirts either. So we're gonna have to switch everything up. So I mean that's the only plausible thing that I could think of, Goose.
Well, for the listeners out there, when he says IP, he means trademarks, all that patent good stuff. Intellectual property is what it means. Google it, look it up. I will say
was that Silky saying that? Yeah. I'm gonna do a Silky impression real quick because he's blowing up on my on our IG all the time. He's talking about the haircut that Goose didn't even know. Fresh cut,
bro.
Silky's
one of our regular listeners. I wish he would have given me props on the fresh fade live on YouTube every Thursday night on a fresh fade, a fresh shave. I'm gonna grow a mustache, by the way. Bring the mustache back. But the Viking experience, bro. I mean, they'll be all right. Let's get into something else. Personally, I think it's because they don't want the word war in the name. So I certainly look forward to the pay-per-view later in the year, Vikings Games, Sage's favorite pay-per-view of the year.
It's just on NXT, though.
Yeah, it'll be Viking Games.
The Viking Games.
Yeah, it's the Viking Games. They're going to switch up the name, switch the game up. What else?
All right, man.
I felt like, and I've been hating on Raw lately. I felt kind of bad. So I went in with an open mind. Shane McMahon with The Miz, the hot intro, that was good. I thought Shane McMahon and Stephanie, they really know how to hold the crowd in the palm of their hands.
Best in the world. I love that, bro.
Yep. So what else? How would you grade the superstar shakeup?
So SmackDown definitely got the seriousness of it all. They came out the better half of it. Joe, let's just say officially Joe is on SmackDown. I mean, on Raw. He was actually supposed to be in the EC3 spot, but unfortunately he was sick and ill, so he couldn't make it to Canada.
Okay, so he has been moved to Raw. Okay, because you and I were texting about if they're going to – last week you had said you think they're going to unify titles, so it looks like it's a good thing they're not going to unify that one. I like having that one.
Yeah, it looks like they were just going to swap. Yeah, so, I mean, there's that. You know, the AJ – going to Raw, like, we knew that was happening. I think you and I actually talked about this before Survivor Series, that during the next shakeup, it's almost evident that AJ is going to go there. It just seemed like they had nothing left for him on SmackDown. He accomplished everything. He helped put talent over, and it's time for them to try to get people over on SmackDown. So I'm surprised that Knock didn't go, though. That one kind of shocked me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, that to me, that was a little worrisome. And I won't lie to you, man. Like, when the Viking experience came out, I was praying the entire night that Velveteen or the Undisputed Era didn't get the call up.
Why?
So, bruh, come on, man. You gonna go to the Viking experience and not be worried about them changing things up for those other two?
No, the Viking Dream. Just, it has a good name to it. Shock the Viking. Yo, what up, Mr. Hollywood in the chat? What up, Mr. Hollywood in the chat?
Yeah, man. I'm not. Call those dudes up when Vince is done. That's my thing. Call those dudes up when Vince is done.
Yeah. Further moving to SmackDown. Well, yeah, we're going to go with who's coming to Raw. We'll keep it on Raw. AJ was a good one. I think we specifically said that was pretty inevitable last week.
Yep.
Andrade and Zelina Vega coming over. I think that's a good thing. you'd mentioned before, they always keep couples together, except for one in this case, but they always keep couples together.
What,
or I guess one? Two. Two couples now I think about it.
What couples are not together?
You tell me. I know two of them that aren't still together on... Well, I guess one technically.
We got Usos on Raw with Naomi. We've got Rusev and Lana on SmackDown. We've got...
Rusev and Lana were trending yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to put no credence to that, man.
Yeah, I think it was
all
fake.
All I say about that is... it was real, but I think that calling it a hack is disingenuous. I don't think it was a hack. I don't think that if you butt dial and it just happens to launch an app that plays video or whatever, I don't think that.
You think she just clicked on share wrong video?
I think that's what it was, man.
Yeah, so, well, we won't get too much into that. I'm going to spoil it for you. Ready?
Yep.
Who is Alexa Bliss dating?
She's dating. That's the thing. They keep married couples together. They don't keep dating couples together.
I guess you're right, because Andrade's dating Charlotte, and they're not together.
Nope.
And you know who Seth Rollins is dating, my friend?
Yeah, the man. But she's on both brands, so, I mean, technically, that's working. But...
Ain't that awesome? The two biggest stars, arguably, in the WWE. Like, to marks and wrestling fans, just in general. I mean, Reigns is probably the biggest, like, actual star. But yeah, ain't that awesome? The top two build talents dating each other. That's awesome. Yeah, okay. Well, that gives credence that if you're dating, they say, no, you need to tie the knot. We had the Usos also going to Raw. Once the Usos went, I already knew, oh, okay, well, Naomi's going to switch easily.
Yeah.
Dude, EC3 debuted and then pretty much got his ass kicked by Braun. What a crappy debut, right?
Like I said, man, I don't think that was his spot. I think that he just was a shoo-in for Joe. Because if you remember the week before, Braun came out on SmackDown and destroyed Joe.
True.
Or they were fighting back and forth, and I think that they were going to play the storyline where maybe Joe was going to go after Braun, and then that would have set up a program between them. I think the plans got derailed. I heard that this whole Raw thing was kind of a mess from a production and staffing standpoint. I don't know the logistics around it, but it sounded as though that maybe not all the crew was there, or that they had some trouble getting all the crew over there, so they were kind of operating at 50% capacity.
Makes sense. Eric Young, Sanity, RIP.
Yeah,
to a team that
really,
never
though.
Really did much.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they've had a total of 5 matches on TV and no pay-per-view action at all.
Can you be sad? Because think about it. They've been on TV enough, like the equivalent of, not as impactful, but as the equivalent of, would you say, like, Stefan and Family Matters? No. Because he had a big impact. They're kind of like role players, like somebody who's in a couple of episodes of The Walking Dead, then they get eaten by zombies. So you don't really like invest into them. So it's okay that they've split up and they can go do their own thing. I think people were hurt, especially with not Killian Dane asking for his release. Or, well, saying goodbye to WWE.
Oh, you mean Alexander Wolf.
Alexander Wolf, yeah. Asking for his release. So we're sad, but I mean, they could be repackaged because they just weren't on TV that much. You know what I mean? Like they didn't have a big investment into him, fan-wise.
I don't think that was the case. I don't think it was the fans wouldn't get behind them. They just didn't give them the opportunity. They brought up Sanity without the spark. The spark in Sanity is Nikki Cross. And they didn't bring her up. And then when they eventually decided to bring her up, they decided to make her flounder as a singles person when her best talent is with the guys. It's I don't understand it. Why bring him up? Like, they could have easily stayed in NXT for another year, or another 6 months to do something other than to do nothing. Like, they were just basically, I don't know, man. Like, they're treating the TNA guys like garbage, man. They're 3-for-4 right now.
What do you mean they're treating them like garbage?
Dude, Bobby Roode, okay. Garbage. Eric Young, garbage. Joe, up until recently, garbage.
Joe has had huge... We can't put Joe on the same level of Eric Young and Bobby Roode. No.
He lost every single pay-per-view until he won the title. He fought... he's given caliber matches, but he's lost to Roman Reigns unconvincingly. He literally beat the hell out of Roman Reigns only to just get one Superman punch, and that was it, and never a rematch after that. Like,
Joe got a match with Brock, so he's not in any way in that same level as Eric Young and them.
Bro,
he's got a match with Brock. I'm not saying he's winning or losing, but he's in that, we talked about this, I think a week or two ago. He's in that, he's in that dinosaur bird Bray Wyatt, Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose phase where, you're a gatekeeper.
I wouldn't even say that, man. I'd say he's below Dean Ambrose. He's below Dean Ambrose and above Fandango. He's literally, and up until he got his title match, that's where he was floating the entire year.
So that means you're putting him in jobber level.
He that's basically what he was. He was an enhanced jobber until he got the belt. And that was it. Wow. It wasn't until he fought AJ Styles that he was they started to change directions with him. Before that, they didn't treat him like nothing, man. Like, the fans got behind him. We loved his promos, but that's because we're all marks for Joe. We love Joe. We know that he can do more, but they weren't booking Joe like the monster that he is. They weren't letting him get on the mic as much as he gets now.
But that doesn't mean he's on. That doesn't mean he's on Eric Young level.
Other than he gets a little bit more TV time than them. I mean,
he had a WrestleMania match and beat a future Hall of Famer in a minute.
And when was that? We were talking about WrestleMania. Yeah, I'm talking about pre him having the title.
Ain't this his second title reign? Second or third?
Oh, this is his first first time being the title holder, man.
Who else? You said Eric Young. Did you say Eric EC3?
Young. No, you said Bobby Roode.
Okay.
Bobby Roode. And then AJ Styles. AJ Styles is the only outlier in that whole thing.
Yeah, and we could say he doesn't count. Just because he's
what
on
I'm
like
saying.
He's yeah, on I mean, GOAT he's level, just on so that, he doesn't really count.
He's on that GOAT level, but he even had to prove himself, before he got in there. Come on, man. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is about the TNA guys that they don't give an opportunity to. And I thought that was what SmackDown was all about, man. I guess that's what I'm most disappointed about is that Sanity was on SmackDown, which was the right brand to have them on, and they did not use them.
Yeah, I could see that. One thing I'm excited about, this was of the Styles I'm happy with. I'm just happy him being around in general. Cedric Alexander, the fact that they included 205 Live, a show that I continuously downplay, the fact that 205 Live people can get called up, two great 205 Live guys, is awesome. Because it's complimenting the, hey, these guys can go. And they're Finn Balor size, they just can go. It'd almost be funny if they said, hey, you're kind of 205, I don't know if you belong here. And then they eat New Day pancakes and they're like, oh, no, I weigh 206. I'm good. Do you realize this means within the next 2 years at some point, and hopefully it doesn't get messed up, it may even be a main event on Raw, we're going to have Cedric Alexander versus AJ Styles Cedric Alexander versus Ricochet, Cedric Alexander versus Aleister Black, and Cedric Alexander versus Andrade at some point.
I love it, man. I love it. As long as they don't, like, as long as they don't put him in, like, these 6 and 12 man matches, I think it'll be all right, man. And I would love for him to be in Money in the Bank. I think that would be a great showcase for him.
You know what? Him and Mustafa Ali.
Yeah. Him, Mustafa Ali, and Buddy Murphy.
Yeah. Because now, they pretty much have like 8 people in Money in the Bank now, so that's 3. And then you'll throw in your Bronze and stuff like that, like some of the big dudes.
Yeah.
I'm glad Braun stayed on Raw. And it's because Lars Sullivan is officially on SmackDown.
Still doesn't make eye contact with the crowd.
Hey, man. I cannot have 2 of those big hoss dudes on one show. By the way, Lars isn't that big.
Nah, not really, man. I think Hansen might be bigger than him.
Yeah, Hansen's a big dude.
Yeah, that dude can do Hurricane Ronas, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I noticed we didn't call him Ivar.
Yeah. Dude, so I mentioned somebody earlier as a gatekeeper. Before we get into SmackDown and some out-of-the-ring stuff, let me just call this like it is. What the hell is going on with Bray Wyatt and that dinosaur bird that plays with dolls thing they got going on?
I don't know, man. I'm a little worried. Look, man. If this ends up being a swerve and it's Nikki Cross, I don't know how I'm gonna feel about that. Now, if it's Nikki Cross and Bray Wyatt, I might like that, man. I might be feeling that. But if it's just straight up Bray Wyatt and just to repackage Bray Wyatt into this spooky thing, I don't know if I can get behind that, man. We don't even know what brand he's gonna be on. And more than likely it's going to be a surprise at Money in the Bank. That's what I'm thinking.
You think he'll have a new look?
Not anything crazy, man. I think that they showed some IG photos of him getting a fresh cut. Nothing too crazy. Doesn't have a beard anymore.
Luckily he can go that quick, but It wouldn't fit his character to not have that long, greasy hair or the locks.
He's still got the locks. I don't think he'll ever get rid of the locks until maybe hits about... How old is he, man? Like 25?
No.
He's older?
Yeah, he's got to be... Because remember...
He ain't one of us.
No, he's been around for... No, he's got to be mid-30s.
He's one of us?
Yeah, he's definitely mid-30s. Because remember, he's been around for a minute. He was in NXT. Husky Harris?
Oh, that's right. Husky Harris.
So he's been around for a bit. Are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm going to check it out, man. Because I can't see the dude pushing 40 still rocking the braids, man.
Maybe he's taking time off. He might take some time off soon, too, because of JoJo being pregnant. Now I think about it.
Nah, I mean, was he married to her? Wait, JoJo's name is Samantha? Oh no, that's his old wife. I was like, wait, that doesn't sound like JoJo's name. I thought JoJo was like Puerto Rican or something. Let's see.
We're like, what percentage sure are you that these promos are for? Oh, all right, 31's young. He's got plenty of time.
Yeah,
we're about 99% sure it's going to be Bray with these promos.
I know Bray's going to be involved in some capacity. I just don't know whether it's the jury for me is still out on whether it's if it's him by himself or if it's him packaged with somebody else.
What's definitely not going to be Luke Harper. Let's talk about Luke Harper.
Oh boy. Where to start with that one, man? Luke Harper asking for his release, man. And I can't blame him, but 2, this is going to dovetail into something else, man. But this seems to be a double standard, man. And
what do you mean?
I'm not liking it. Obviously he was upset and he actually has been vocal on Twitter about it. Like a lot, I don't think a lot of people know that, but, Well, I think they do. They just refuse to say anything. But he's been vocal that he's been cleared to wrestle, but they won't use him in any capacity. He loves to work for the company, but they won't let him work. So, like, at this point in his career, he thinks that, hey, it's time for him to go. And people are getting behind him, like, yeah, you did good. You, you know, we understand. We hope you go to AEW or some other promotion, and we're going to support you there. But when Sasha Banks does the same exact thing, everybody gets pissed off and calls her botch this, and she's stupid, and she should always be a slave to the company that she works for, and bite the hand that feeds and all that other stuff. And I'm like, y'all are fucking crazy, man. Like, in what world is it okay to say that, hey, I don't like the way that you guys are treating my character. It's damaging my brand, and I want you to either fix it or I want out. And I mean, I don't understand that. If this was a regular job and your boss was telling you to do things that you just did not agree with at all, and you asked, I mean, and you basically gave your 2 weeks notice and say, hey, I'm out. Like, is it okay for us to tell you that, hey, you suck, you should always work for this company, this company's done everything for you? No. The company's doing what is best for them and is making money. That's it. They don't care about you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I'm heated, man. Like, I don't like that negativity, man. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And what's good for the guys should be good for the girls, but it's never the case. The girls want to leave, and they're being branded, like, negatively, very, very negatively. And for what, man? Like, y'all don't do that job, so why y'all even worry? Why y'all bugging?
Because she's on TV. And
so was Luke Harper.
Luke Harper's not anywhere near on TV the same amount as Sasha Banks.
She's not.
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. He deserves it, but I think that's why people are bitter or salty about it. I'm not saying I agree, but
it's not about being on TV, man. Like, you, I think that that's what people don't understand. Like these wrestlers are, they're brands. If something happens to them tomorrow, they have got to be able to use their brand to make money a week from now, a month from now, 2 years from now, to support themselves. And if their brand is continuously being dumped on, they've got no other choice but to leave. I mean, that's exactly why Dolph Ziggler got out. That's exactly why Luke Harper is asking to be released. TJP basically did everything he could to, he got tatted up so that he could leave because he didn't like the way the direction of the company was going. Austin Aries, which is not the best example, but I understand why he left WWE or asked for his release. Pac, same thing. Neville, same thing. John Moxley, same thing. Y'all okay with them leaving and saying, oh, it's because you've been misused. They were on TV just as much, if not more, than Sasha Banks. And yet Sasha's getting all this heat. I just don't get it.
Do you think that AEW is going to sign Luke Harper? Not should they. Do you think they will?
Maybe not in the first year. I say they give it a year or so, and then they sign him.
Let him develop a name on the indies? See how he can handle it?
Yeah, let him develop a name on the indies. Even though he's really just a household name, but I think if he works like a couple, like New Japan would be perfect for him. He's a big dude.
Yeah, I agree.
And they don't have any big dudes, big American dudes. So I think that he would thrive there. But honestly, if they called Sasha, that would be arguably be their best, not, shouldn't say the word best, their brand recognition wise, that will be their biggest star on the women's division, probably aside from Chris Jericho. I think she might be higher up there than Kenny Omega.
No,
don't think so.
No, because Kenny O has shirts. A lot of shirts, and has spawned a movement with the Bullet Club because he's got the Bullet Club thing attached to him. So do you think AEW will sign Dean Ambrose?
I don't think Dean wants to wrestle anymore.
No?
I don't. Like, I've, I, I think the passion is gone for him. I could be completely left field and out of my mind, but I think he wants to do something completely different, and I don't think it's wrestling related. I think about it, man. Like if this is truly not a work and he's truly is leaving, why waste the money on doing having him come out to All Access on WrestleMania to sign autographs? Why put together a final show for him, a send-off show for him this Sunday? Like, why would you invest all of that money when you're getting nothing in return if you know that he's ultimately going to a competitor? Like, they usually shut that stuff down if that's what's happening. I honestly think he's doing something completely different.
Like Michael Jordan baseball-wise.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's just jumping ship to some completely different art, or maybe going into the to work field, or maybe investing in a company or something. But I don't think it's anything wrestling related.
Should AEW sign... I forgot his name again. Not Killian Dane, the other guy. Alexander Wolf, yeah. Or will they? Will...
No, I don't think so. I think Alexander Wolf will go back to either Germany or work somewhere on the indies there. I don't think he's coming back, which is a damn shame, man. That dude is stuff of legends when it comes to war games.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see what he's got going on. The reason I'm asking you about AEW is because, personally, I don't want to turn on AEW when they're finally on TV. And I'm not talking about like the one-off pay-per-views and all that stuff they do, and see half the rosters are former WWE guys. I really don't want to see that, because that's the same thing as TNA, what they did, and for the most part, the same thing as WCW. And those didn't turn out great. Because then you get that aura of, oh, that's where people who quote-unquote failed in WWE go. I don't want to see Kurt Angle or Mick Foley or any of those guys turn up there, just have a bunch of new talent on there, maybe scoop up guys like a TJP, guys who were kind of not on TV as much, you know what I mean? So they're not stamped WWE guys. I think that could be pretty cool. So we'll see, man. I just that's my thoughts on what I don't want to see. Anything else outside the ring before we get into SmackDown?
All I want to say, man, is I don't mind seeing a Kylie Rae versus a Sasha Banks. I'm just saying, bro, or Britt Baker.
Yeah, I would dig it.
I could watch that all day.
We talked about Sanity, and then we talked about the Viking Experience. And I say we're talking about these guys because they have something in common. Them, AOP, you got a Haas tag team. There was one Haas tag team that made the move officially, or I guess officially are now on a show, and it's Heavy Machinery, Otis and Tucker. Good to see them. Still got a good tag team division on SmackDown. Do you think Apollo Crews and Mickey James and Chad Gable get any more time?
Now that they're shift to SmackDown?
Yeah.
You know, I think they will. I think they will once the third hour kicks in for SmackDown. I think that they'll utilize them more. And that's assuming that the same writing team is there. There's been some reports that that's not happening anymore, that there's been a shift on SmackDown. So, I mean, it just really depends on who's doing the creative stuff and if they let them do their own thing.
When are they supposed to get the third hour?
Maybe
with the Fox deal?
Right after the Fox deal goes into effect.
When is that? October, right? Or December?
No, it's in October. I
think it's October.
Yeah, it's October. It's before Survivor Series.
Because we're going to have to probably switch up the nights we do the podcast, especially if AEW's on TV by then, too.
So AEW's supposed to be in final negotiations with TBS.
That's what I've heard. TNT, TBS, Warner, or
Turner.
Yeah, Turner.
Yeah. So that's we should know something probably by the pay-per-view, the Double or Nothing pay-per-view. We should know if they get that deal.
Yeah. Is that too much wrestling? Like, say they have a 2-hour show. SmackDown goes to 3. Raw's 3. Is that just too much? Is that wrestling overload at that point?
Well, AEW is supposed to be, I think, 2 hours.
I would think.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell, man. Like, I don't know, man. It's kind of like watching WrestleMania every week, man. It's gonna be hard. I'll tell you one thing, man. I don't even know. Are we gonna cover AEW or what are we deciding to do?
We'll have to revisit it because they might have a roster that sucks. Like if this Double or Nothing, we watch it and we're expecting it to be great. If it sucks, then I'll probably watch it as much as I watch 205 Live. So
that disrespect is real, bro.
Yeah. Or just think about it. Like by the time October comes and all that's on, that's football season. Which the Browns are actually looking really good this year. It's football season, and football's a Thursday and Sunday and Monday thing. And October kicks off NBA season. There's just a lot of stuff on. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Might have to reformat how I watch wrestling. I could always do it on Hulu and just cop the hour and a half of it and call it a day. Yeah, so I can crank two shows out in 3 hours. But
that's how you do it, man. Pace yourself. Well, pace yourself.
Yeah. I had something else that I wanted to say outside the ring. Oh, well, it'll come to me. SmackDown. Let's continue on. SmackDown. Yeah, Liv Morgan, I thought was in, speaking of groups that split up, Liv Morgan, interesting addition to SmackDown. Because now we have Liv Morgan, Kairi Sane, which is awesome, Ember Moon, Bayley, and Asuka, all on one show. Got a good, solid women's division on SmackDown. Better than Raw's.
Dude, this women's division is freaking stacked.
Yeah.
Stacked, man. Like, this is the... Like, literally, this is the best combination of women that you could ask for to have a solid women's division that all could be credible threats to the champ, whether it's the tag team champs or whether it's Becky two belts. and I like that. Like, I like that, man. Like, we might literally get two women's matches because the women's division is so stacked.
Which, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm good with, man. And Amber, what was it? Ember Moon versus Asuka. Ember Moon versus Kairi Sane. Kairi Sane versus Carmella.
Charlotte. Yep.
Versus Charlotte. Like, the possibilities are crazy, man. I'm still surprised that they didn't go with a women's TV show. I know that we were kind of hypothesizing about that last year that they were going to have their own TV show. But you know, this is like 205. But this is probably the next best thing, man. The next best thing. Which, if I'm going to be honest, Goose, this whole setup with the women being as strong as they are on SmackDown leads me to believe that Ronda Rousey, when she returns, will be on SmackDown.
I don't know, because of Roman Reigns going to SmackDown, and you have to balance out that star power, like the mainstream star power. I don't know, because Brock's always going to be on Raw. So I don't know if they keep Ronda on Raw, because now once the TV split happens, you got to have as equal star power as you possibly can. But I wonder if Fox gave the hint and said, hey, I don't know about USA, but why don't you feature the women? Because women empowerment's a big thing in the world, thankfully. And yeah, maybe they said, you know what? Minority champion and you have a stacked women's division? It's going to be a hell of a show.
Yeah, man.
That could be it. Shout outs to my friend Ray for texting me that.
Yeah, that's a good good idea there, man. Yeah, man, no time like the present.
Yeah. So let's Roman Reigns. Were you surprised? As surprised as I was?
Nah, man. Not so surprised. Just as surprised as going to McDonald's and getting a Happy Meal and the toy or the food isn't really what you ordered. I probably shouldn't have said that because it's probably disparaging. But it's the truth.
No, because you don't know how many times I've been to McDonald's and get a hot fudge sundae only to hear machine's broke.
Yeah. I asked for a girl's toy and y'all give me boy Batman's. Come on now.
Yeah. Food's good though. I'll give him that. I still like Mickey D's. Mickey D's became a jobber for me post college. And recently got a main event push in my book. I don't know what it is. There's Whataburger here in Texas and In-N-Out Burger now and all that, but no, McDonald's, man.
No, I got to say that because it's cheap, my brother. What a tie.
Probably because it's cheap. Anything else SmackDown that we missed? Oh, Finn Balor. Finn Balor shows up.
Finn Balor shows up, man. I thought we even predicted that too, man. So that wasn't really a shocker for me. I thought they were going to unify the titles, but I think him going to SmackDown will do him justice.
Who did he squash? Or pretty much, I shouldn't say squash, but...
He fought Mustafa Ali.
Ugh.
That was a good match. Right.
Yeah, it was. For some reason, I was annoyed that he won. Because Mustafa was kind of on the up and up before he got hurt.
Yeah, but I don't think it hurts him in any way. Like, if anything, like, him getting these matches is great, man. So, if you could feature him more power to him, man. I started being worried if he gets the Fandango treatment.
Yeah. But, yeah, we got two, you know, the shakeup was B+.
Man, what'd you think about Big O?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. It's all right. I really think it's going to lead to him turning on Kofi and we get a Kofi versus KO. But yeah. I think that's 100% where it's going. I hope I'm wrong though, cuz I could enjoy the fun that they would all have if it's something. When I say lengthy, I mean 3 months. You know? I have a feeling it's going to be short, very short. Remember like Y2 AJ?
Well, that one went on for a good while, man. I think that's why it was so shocking. It just came out of nowhere. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think so. Y2AJ went on not long, 3-4 weeks at most. And they started selling merch, and then that week they started selling the merch. I remember it specifically because I wanted to buy a shirt. Is when Jericho turned on him and they started their feud.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right. I don't want them to turn on Kofi like that, man. But at the same time, I would much rather, like, if they're gonna take the belt off of him, I'd much rather it be KO than Roman Reigns.
True. True. But I also don't want KO losing to Kofi on his comeback.
That's why I don't think they should do this, man. Honestly, I wouldn't mind like KO staying in the group until Big E gets better, and then Big E kind of sows the rift in the New Day. Like that I could get behind, but we don't know how long Kofi or how long Big E is going to be out, and I don't know if they're willing to keep the title on Kofi for that long. So it's anybody's guess.
Yeah, he's got to be out. Torn meniscus, right?
Yeah, so at least 2 months.
You think 8 months? That long?
Yeah, I think it'll be out about 8 months, man. I think it'll take him two months to recover and then like 7 months of physical therapy.
I don't know. And maybe I shouldn't compare their body types, but Russell Westbrook of the Thunder tore his and he wasn't out for the entire season. Like he came back later in the year and the NBA season's shorter than eight. It's right at about 8 months.
Yeah.
But I felt like he tore it in like a December and he was back like in 3-4 months. But then again, I guess you can't really compare Westbrook's size to Big E's size.
Yeah.
And the weight and Yeah. Anything else outside the ring, man? I feel like there was something on the tip of my tongue earlier, but I can't remember it.
Let me see. Outside the ring, I don't think there was a lot that was going on, but let me see. The only thing that I think you wanted to ask is something about Marty Scurll, but the only thing that I could think of, like, I'm just this whole everyone leaving thing kind of bothers me a bit. Like, doesn't bother, it kind of worries me a bit. I hope it's just more of a disagreement from a creative perspective and nothing more serious than that. But dude, like, Bailey does not look happy, man. She doesn't look happy to be there, man, at all. And I feel like if she leaves the WWE, that could be the end of her wrestling career.
Why do you say that?
I think that her character is, and this is nothing against Bayley, because she is a phenomenal wrestler. Honestly, to me, she's in the top five when we're talking about, like, the best women's wrestler.
Yeah, I agree.
On the main roster, top five for sure. But the problem is that no one gets to see her wrestle anymore. And they put her in these, like, stupid storylines that just don't make sense, that they give up on in the middle, and it's just damaging her character. And I think that if a company takes her on, it's going to be an uphill battle trying to change people's minds about Bailey. She's going to have to go through a whole, like, different look kind of thing, like cutting her hair or doing something completely different, to kind of fight that battle, man. And I just don't know if, I don't know if a company would feel like that's a great investment to do. And I hate to say that, man. It's I know it sounds terrible. I'm just speaking from just a business aspect of it, man.
I think she'd be all right because of what Becky Lynch has done in a complete 180 character switch. And I think she would, or AEW would pick her up, because it's finding really good women's wrestlers. That's something rare. Not to crap on women wrestlers or anything, but somebody on the Bayley level is extremely rare. But yeah, you know, some work. I think she'd be all right. And that, I think Sasha Banks, yeah, I think Sasha and Bayley ultimately, if they are both unhappy, and highs and lows, with the lows come the highs in the future. Maybe they just need a break. You get burned out, man. Your body's tired. As much as these guys travel and have to not sleep and all that, I can see why they get burned out. Makes me wonder why more of them don't get burned out.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Like, I do worry about their health, and where they are, just because they work so much and they travel so much. But
yeah. Yep. You mentioned Marty Scurll earlier. I did have a question for you. Thank you for reminding me of that. His contract, I believe, is up in January. Will he be in the WWE or go join his buddies in AEW?
So he's where? Ring of Honor right now?
Yeah, for the most part.
Isn't that the same organization with Enzo and Cass XL?
Yeah, sure.
Cass XL.
Yeah.
And we are free agency.
Those two guys, man. I'm all right not watching them in the ring.
Cats,
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm okay. Yeah.
10 days.
So where do you think he ends up? Because if he wants the paycheck, it'll be there.
Yeah, I think that it'll always be there for him. So he's really in no rush to go to AEW. I think AEW would be the place that he like leaves or he retires.
Good point.
Yeah. So what I think he'll end up going to NXT UK for a couple of years. And that begs the question, man, are they ever going to call anybody up from UK? Because it doesn't look like it, man. Like, how do you not call up the Bruiserweight already or Tyler Bate?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because these guys are in the Royal Rumble and stuff like that, and they're on when Worlds Collide, but I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. I don't know if they'll ever call those guys up.
Yeah, that's the only thing that worries me, man, is I don't think they're going to call them up, and if they don't call them up, then like, what's the point of, like, I hate to say that because I would love for NXT just to be its own brand and no one have to worry about, you know, people getting called up and stuff like that. But I mean, NXT is supposed to be, at least in our minds, a farm to the main roster.
Right.
I just don't see that happening. I would love for, like, dude, I want to see Toni Storm and Rhea Ripley, like, literally go at it with, like, Charlotte and Sasha and Asuka, but I just don't know if that's ever gonna happen. Those are some dream matches too. I just thinking about it.
Right? Maybe. I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to try to catch an episode here in the next, over the next month. Try to catch an episode before we go. Unless I'm wrong, Sage, and I'm pretty pumped about this. We are not going to have a show next week because we've got a...
7 days.
Yeah. We're just giving all the listeners a heads up. I would love to say that we're off next week, but we're not off next week because we're doing this on a Thursday recording it. Got the Avengers Endgame. So I'm not going to give any of my thoughts on anything. I've tried not to think about it. I'm pumped. We're going to go see it next Thursday. And I'm just pumped. I'll just leave it at that. So your boys will not be here next week because we got to be on the Avengers hype, the hype train. We got to see it day one.
Yeah, day one.
You know, yeah, I'm pumped. It's 3 hours. You know it's 3 hours?
Dude, I don't care. All I know is I got my tickets. I'm going to be there, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. 3 hours. So what's the recipe? Let me ask you a question about movies. What's the recipe for paying attention to a movie for 3 hours? Because think about it.
Go ahead.
So do you eat? Do you get a large soda? Do you get a small soda? How do you not have a piss break in 3 hours? How do you have a couple beers before? Do you not have a couple beers before because you don't want to go to sleep? Do you load up on sugar, candy? What's the Sage the Mark recipe for staying up for 3 hours in your seat?
No beer, because beer will make you want to go to the restroom. Go before you get into the theater, especially number two.
You got to drop the duke.
That's right. Drop that deuce, baby. And then make sure that you eat all your popcorn during the previews. So then that way you could just sit down and relax, bro. So as long as there's good pacing in the movie, you set, man. You had your popcorn. You had a little drinky drink and no beer, and you're good to go, man. That's my recipe.
How often do you actually say you watch a 2-hour movie? No, oh, it doesn't even matter the time. How often do you stop eating the popcorn within the first 30 minutes of a movie? Either because you're done or you're just like, nah, I'm good.
Every time, dude.
Like, I want to say
every time.
Most people don't even eat popcorn during a movie. Unless you go to, like, one of those specialty theaters where they serve you during the movie. But no, right?
No. Most people eat it as soon as they get down. They sit down. I don't know why. I just think that they're just maybe anticipation of it. But, yeah. I don't know, man. I like to eat as quickly as possible so that way I can focus all my attention on these types of movies, man. I like the analytical pieces to it. And, Yeah, man. So I'm pumped, dude.
The proper way to eat popcorn during a movie is like Michael Jackson in Thriller.
I don't know, man. I think it's been upgraded to Biggie eating popcorn and getting excited about a match.
Yeah. Well, I guess that just means if I eat popcorn during this parts of the movie, I have to go dance outside and I turn into a zombie. Maybe that's the recipe that, yeah, Michael Jackson messed up. Ate that popcorn too early, turned into a, yep, that's where he messed up. So I'm pumped about it. Did you see the trailer for the new Chucky, by the way?
I have not. I am going to watch that as soon as we get out, but I heard it was pretty good.
Looks good. The premise, so Mark Hamill, that's Luke Skywalker, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not a big Star Wars guy, is doing the voice of Chucky in this one. He's a good voice actor.
Yeah, he is. And Joker, baby.
Mm-hmm. And they've changed. Chucky still looks the same, but do you know what he is now?
Isn't he like a digital character?
No, he's not the character possessed by, well, as far as I know, a character possessed by a famous killer. He's Chucky, like he looks like Chucky, all that overalls. But he's an AI-based toy.
He's an AI-based toy.
Yep.
Okay. So he's no AI. Soul possessions or anything like that? It's just bad coding gone wrong?
I think so. I think that might be... That's going to maybe be the plot twist. Is it bad coding or was he possessed? So it's AI. And it looks like Chucky when you see the doll and all that.
Now, is this like a complete reboot? Or is this like... Does this have some connection with the older ones?
It has soft connections. So it's still about a single mom with a little kid named Andy.
Okay.
But Chucky is 100%. It's same premise of the first one, but instead of Chucky being possessed, it's Chucky that's AI.
Okay.
And so it's
something a little bit more modern.
Right. And I was skeptical on it, because I was thinking, you know, if he'll walk around, what's he going to do, turn off the lights and then come stab me? Nah, bro. There's scenes, and you forget about this. If your AI gone wild, you control IoT.
Yeah.
So there's scenes. There's a scene of him turning up somebody's heater to like 200 and him controlling a drone via AI, like anything IoT. So I think it's just going to be a fun, crazy movie with some creative kills and stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, check it out. The trailer just dropped early this morning. Somebody had told me about it, that the trailer dropped this morning.
As speaking of Mark Hamill, the new Star Wars movie, Star Wars 9 trailer came out, and yo, I know you ain't a fan, bro, but anyone who picks up somebody by the hilt of their lightsaber and thrashes them into the ground, bro, my man Kylo Ren redeeming himself. I'm ready to go. I'm ready.
So is this the last movie with Kylo Ren?
Yes, I believe this is the last Star Wars movie.
And then they'll kind of do all the spinoffs, right?
I don't think they're going to do any spinoffs, man. But Calrissian is in this one, though. The original Calrissian is in this one.
Not Childish Gambino?
Not Childish Gambino.
Oh.
Is it Martin Landau is his name? Or I can't remember what his name was.
So is this... Yeah, Lando Calrissian?
Yeah.
Is it Billy Dee?
Billy Dee. That's his name. Yeah, Billy Dee's in this one, man.
Is this episode 7, 8, and 9?
So this is episode 9.
Okay. Interesting. I might have to watch this trailer then. Especially since the Disney app's going to come out and it's only going to be like $7.
Yeah. They're making the case, bruh.
Yeah.
The missus is already, like, lining up for it, and I'm like, whoa.
No, we're both gonna have it. We don't have a choice.
Yeah, probably right. I think her biggest sell was, the fact that you can't rent Aladdin anywhere. But you can only sell it, man. I mean, you can only buy it. For like $14.99, which
It's expensive.
Yeah. So I was doing some thinking over the weekend, man. I figured we're done with the wrestling talk, so just kind of maybe end with this one here. Right. But I was thinking over the weekend, man. Who was it? There was a company. Oh, the Xbox One S all digital platform is coming out, I think, in next month or something like that, or in a couple of weeks or next month or something like that. And it got me thinking, man. It doesn't have a disc drive or anything like that. I don't like this, the way that this is going, man, at all. The disruption in the gaming and digital space is like not positive for the consumer in the least bit.
What do you mean?
Well, I think about it, man. Like, with all digital, that means you can't ever get any deals on any media whatsoever. So, like, I like going to Walmart and finding movies, like old school movies, on the, you know, on the rails, like really, really dirt cheap, man. Like, right. I got like the second half of Harry Potter for like $14. Whereas if you go digitally, each one of them is like literally $15 to $20 an episode. If you go to an all digital platform, like, you'll never get any of those bargain deals at all. Or it's very rare. It's completely controlled by the publisher. The return on the investment from the consumer is like not there. The price of video games aren't going down, which I still don't understand that. Like, if you're cutting the cost of the hardware, and the distribution, like, why is games still cost $60? You don't do any manuals anymore. Like, where's the expense? I don't get it, man. I'm not a fan of it, man. There's literally going to put Redbox out of order unless they go to a digital platform, which I think that would be hard to compete against, like, an Amazon. You're going to put GameStop, which is already struggling, out of business. I think this is a negative, man. It's a no-win situation for the consumer.
So you're cool that if it's all like a subscription-based service, right? Like, you could see all the movies and all the stuff that you want. So you're cool with this if you get to see everything on a subscription base, right? Like, Aladdin, like Disney. Like, you pay $7 a month and you can see all the Disney movies as much as you want.
I don't like it, man, because there's some movies that I want to own, and I don't want to have to pay $7 a month or $7 every time or $14 every time that I want to watch it.
But I thought, well, let's go back a second. We were talking about Google's new gaming device.
Yes.
That's purely all digital.
It is, but it's all digital as a option, not as a, like, the developers, it's more of a developer platform than it is a consumer platform. So the developers have the ability to utilize that, but which is all great and dandy for them. But again, like, if the costs of these games are never going to go down, and a lot of their expenses are being offshooted by this change in direction, like, I don't understand why we're still paying $60 for a game.
Maybe they're putting the money back in the game. Like, maybe it's more expensive to have 4K graphics and all that.
Well, dude, because think about it, man. We pay $60 for what we think is a complete game, and then there's like DLC content or new maps or whatever that cost like $10-$15 to patch the original game. Like, if I'm paying an in-game
currency,
either in-game currency or DLC, like new maps or new stories. Like, if you're only giving me half the story and I'm paying full price for the game, and then you want me to pay an additional $15 to complete the story or add new maps to it, like, that, to me, that's just, it's asinine, dude. Like, can you imagine? Like, the last Call of Duty game only had like 4 or 5 maps to it, but then they ended up charging like $15 for like an additional 3 to 6 maps. Like,
to me, that doesn't make any sense. Why am I putting $60 and only getting half the worth of the game?
Yeah, they got me. I'll tell you that straight up.
It annoys me, man, because no one can give me a valid reason why the price point is still there other than the consumer is willing to buy it. I think that's the reason why I don't buy games as much anymore, is because to me, like, it's just not worth it. Like, I hate to say that because I'm a diehard gamer, but it's not worth it. It's not worth plunking $60 in the game when it's not a complete game. And the, like, you're cutting down the expense to make that game, and you're not giving it back to the consumer at all.
Well, we'll end on that, because we could talk about this for about another hour and a half easily. Sure. Again, your boys are not going to be here next week, because we're going to be doing the Avengers thing. Sage, you want to hit them with the credentials?
Yeah.
The digital credentials.
Digital credentials.
We'll give you the hard copy credentials.
Y'all get us up on Twitter. Twitter is Real Wrestle Cast on Twitter. Instagram, all spelled out, It's Real Wrestling Podcast. If you're not subscribed to us on YouTube, make sure that you get us on YouTube. Just type in It's Real Wrestling Podcast, and we will come up. We rank pretty high now. And then last but not least, give us a call. If you just want to phone it in, give us your reviews, your takes, your outrages. We'll air them. All you got to do is call 419-777-IRWP. That's 419-777-7249. I think that's what
I have
is.
No idea. I've never known that.
Just make
that's
sure
I always have to say.
Just make sure it's IRWP.
Yeah, whatever you do.
And support us on Patreon, man. We got good content. Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/IRWP. That's all I got. Y'all know the drill.
Keep it real. Yo, the thoughts and opinions are that of the host and not of the IRWP. Listen up, Sage gave you the credentials. Hit us up at Real WrestleCast, 419-777-IRWP. You can just type in It's Real Wrestling Podcast just about anywhere. Check us out on all your favorite podcast players out there, Spotify, YouTube, you name it. You can check us out. Thank you. Keep it real.
Sasha, we love you.